For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, September 2nd. It's Labor Day. If you see a post on social media about a missing urn found, be careful because it might be a scam.
The post entails someone claiming they found an urn and are trying to reunite the ashes with loved ones. However, the same images have been recycled all over social media. St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson Evita Caldwell tells KMOX they aren't aware of any specific instances of someone local falling for this scam, but they are aware of them.
I've noticed a lot of times those are posted in groups that, you know, may not have anything to do with like a lost and found. For example, I've seen them in groups called buy, sell, trade, and a lot of those. It just looks kind of bizarre and out of place.
They also advise vetting the accounts who share these types of posts to see if they appear to be legitimate before reaching out. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Condolences pouring in from law enforcement around the country after a Saturday traffic death in Camden County.
33-year-old Osage Beach police officer Felicia Carson was killed in a crash that happened while she was chasing a fleeing driver. It occurred on Route A, 18 miles east of Camdenton. According to the department, Carson was on patrol around 1:20 a.m. when she saw the speeding vehicle on Highway 54 near Passover Road. She tried to do a traffic stop, but the car sped off. During the chase, Carson patrol car began to skid. It went off the road, struck a tree, and caught fire. She died at the scene. Carson leaves behind a husband and six children. The driver was later caught and arrested. They could face felony charges under Missouri's new Valentine's law. If someone dies during an escape from police, the suspect can face up to life in prison. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Osage Beach police say 23-year-old Christopher Waymeyer of Camdenton was charged Sunday with resisting arrest by fleeing. He is being held without bond. Unruly teenagers forcing Midwest Wing Fest to end early Saturday night.
People come to Fairview Heights, Illinois from miles around to enjoy the live music and tasty chicken wings while supporting a good cause. Unfortunately, Saturday night, Midwest Wing Fest had to be cut short. Fairview Heights police say some teens jumped fences to gain entry when told they couldn't be on the grounds after dark without adult supervision. Others started fights outside the fenced-off area. Police say they made two arrests for fighting and had to use pepper spray to break up some of the fights. The volunteer organizers decided it was best to end early and avoid any more problems. They say people wishing to make donations to their cause can find out how via the website MidwestWingFest.com. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
St. Louis Public Schools welcoming 21 new teachers. They're from Ghana and the Philippines, part of a cultural exchange program that, according to the district, not only addresses teaching vacancies but promotes cultural diversity. The teachers will fill middle school positions in science and math. The teachers have an average of 13 years of teaching experience and will serve a minimum of 3 years in St. Louis. In January, 21 more international teachers will be arriving. Since the pandemic, Missouri schools have been dealing with a drop in attendance. St. Joseph in Northwest Missouri is offering parents a chance to win a $500 gift card to make sure their kids get to school.
I'm a former math teacher, and math concepts constantly build on top of each other. And so when students miss those foundational lessons, it makes it that much more difficult to come back.
That's Assistant Superintendent Ashley McGinnis telling MissouriNet. Four of St. Joseph's school campuses are struggling with low attendance. One parent from each school will receive a $500 gift card. From the KMOX business desk, Midas Construction undergoing a rebrand and a move. The division of Midas Enterprises is now MBG and has moved from Clayton into the Merits Building in Fenton, where it shares space with Panera. MBG has grown more than 167% between 2021 and 2023, according to the Business Journal, and posted $90 million in revenue. It's ranked fifth on the Business Journal's list of the fastest growing private companies. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.